Welcome to The Grill Room. On the menu this week, all the latest news, views, and opinions from the world of professional golf. Your maitre d's are Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli, two friends who rarely agree on anything. You can count on them to give you both sides of the story, whether you want it or not. So come on in, have a seat, and remember, anything that comes from the Grill Room is definitely on our tab. The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses. And remember, keep your applause to a mild clap, all right? After all, we're talking golf here.
Aloha. I don't get to say that often enough, as we only get to cover two Hawaiian events. I know, nobody's feeling sorry for us, but we do enjoy it. So welcome to the Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses, heard on TuneIn Radio, powered by Golf Week. And let's bring in my co-host, the man on the scene, Alex Maselli. Really unbelievable weekend as far as golf goes. We have so much to talk about and so little time to do it.
Well, it's been pretty crazy here in Honolulu, Bob, between guys getting beat up and then a guy beating up the golf course and leaving everybody out to dry. It's been quite interesting. If you haven't followed it, obviously the Robert Aslombe thing, which we will talk about. But Jimmy Walker was everything that anybody could have imagined or expected today. He was clearly dynamite on Sunday.
We'll talk about Jimmy Walker in a little bit. I know you had the pleasure of going up Diamond Head, which is one of the great landmarks in all of Hawaii, and got to watch the sunrise from the top of Diamond Head. Give us a little taste of that for our listeners.
Well, I'd never been up there. I'd always driven by it, Bob, and it's about it's almost a mile going up. And, I mean, it's one of those miles where you have to be a billy goat going up. And you're walking in the dark, and part of the path is paved, but most of it is not. And it's pretty much like switchbacks back and forth going up the hill. So it's quite interesting. But when you get up there, it was an amazing view, and one that I will certainly remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's spectacular because you're looking out over the ocean from a very unusual perspective. And I guess no surfers, or they probably are just about showing up, because I know a lot of them like to go at sunrise.
Yeah, you really can't see them as well from where we are, but you could see the waves. And it was a pretty decent day for them.
All right. As we said, we got so much to talk about. Let me just remind everybody they're listening to The Grill Room, and our official hotel partner this week for the Sony Open is another fantastic Aston hotel property. This one is the Aston Waikiki Sunset, right in the heart of Waikiki Beach. It's a superb condominium resort that offers the best of both worlds, hotel quality service, plus simple space and all the comforts of home. One and two bedroom suites are available at Aston Waikiki Sunset, each renovated with a tasteful tropical decor to reflect the relaxed lifestyle or the islands. With a fully equipped kitchen, complete with granite countertops. Boy, you don't want to be without your granite countertop. And brand new appliances, you'll have the flexibility to prepare your own meals or eat out, depending on your preference. You'll also have a private balcony to relax and gaze out over the ocean, the mountains, or the vibrant city lights of Honolulu after dark. Make your reservations today. Simply visit AstonWaikikiSunset.com. That's AstonWaikikiSunset.com. All right, in a minute, we're going to crank up the jet, go around the world of golf. That's coming up next on The Grill Room.
You're listening to The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at healthysightforlife.org.
The outside light and weather change. Your sunglasses should too. Transitions Adaptive Sunglass Lenses change their level of darkness depending on the light outside to enhance your vision during golf and other outdoor activities. Partnered with Callaway, Oakley, and Nike, Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses increase contrast, improve distance and depth perception, and reduce distracting glare so you can see the game you love even better. Visit transitions.com/sunwear to learn more and buy a pair today.
The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses.
All right, we're back in the Grill Room. Alex Maselli, Bob Buska, and we're all the way down in Argentina, the Pilar Golf Club. And that's right, it was the Latin American Amateur Championship. Bob, first time ever for this event. First time winner, 21-year-old Texas Tech senior Martin Dominguez from Chile, wins by one, has never really done much in collegiate golf, and here he is now with a ticket punch to the Masters.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Not only the Masters, Alex, he'll be in the British Amateur Championship, the United States Amateur Championship, and he'll be in the final qualifying stages for both the Open Championship and the U.S. Open Championship. Boy, this 21-year-old from Texas Tech, his head must be spinning tonight.
You know, and it's such a positive thing to do for the kids that are down there in Latin America, even though in this case, Martin plays here in the U.S. as well. It really gives you an experience. And if you have to look anywhere for how successful these amateur championships have been, look at the Asian amateur champion Hideki Matsuyama. Look how well he's played after getting that opportunity in the Asian Amateur.
All right, the Grill Room jet on its way now. We go to the Middle East and on the European Tour. Unbelievable what transpired at Abu Dhabi, the HSBC Golf Championship, a tournament that was firmly, and I mean firmly, in the grasp of Morten Keimer, Alex, until the wheels came off. Can you believe he blew a 10-shot lead with 13 holes to play in the final round?
Well, it is golf, and I can believe anything. But when you're looking at the reigning U.S. Open and Players Champion losing a 10-shot lead in the final round, that is pretty unbelievable. And quite honestly, I'll throw this in now. Jimmy Walker saw that when he went down at his hotel, went down to get some coffee, came back upstairs and looked at his wife and said, "That's just how hard it is to win out here."
Well, it certainly has been hard for the 22-year-old Frenchman, Gary Stahl. He wins for the first time in his career. He came into this event. This is what amazes me, Alex. Ranked 357th in the world. His best finish ever in a European Tour event was a fifth-place finish, and that came just last week. And now he holds it together, and now a European Tour winner. Just absolutely incredible.
Well, it's somebody that, I mean, I'm sure I could say this for you as well, Bob. It is someone that I had no idea who he was, and no one in the media center here at Sony knew either. But let's listen a little to what Gary Stahl has to say as his confidence grew during the round.
It's unbelievable. I'm very, very, very happy. Now I can't believe it. And when I see Keimer in 24 under on 6 hole, I say in my head, it's not possible. And after, when I see Keimer in 18 under, 17 under, I don't remember, I say it's possible. So you can do it now. I play really good for all week, and today it was really good game. Good driving, good putting, all, every hole is perfect.
All right, that's Gary Stahl, 22 years old, from France. And now, let's give a listen to Martin Keimer. I think he's still in shock.
Yeah, surprised, a little shocked. I don't really know how to put it into words. You know, it was very, very surprising today. Started off well. And then hit a couple bad tee shots and cost me double bogey and a triple bogey. You know, twice I missed the grass and I was in the bush. Had to drop it in the sand. Obviously, then you get a bad lie, and then it's tough to make bogey. And I haven't done that all week long. Unfortunately, I did today, and therefore it cost me the tournament. The first 3 days I played so solid, missed barely a fairway. And today was a little bit different, but there's still a lot of positive. And it's tough to say it after that round. You know, I'm still a little bit shocked.
How about Rory McIlroy, Alex? Second again, four times in the last 5 years at this event.
Well, you know, Bob, look, Rory McIlroy is playing well. You cannot win every event. It didn't matter who you are, if it's Tiger, if it's Phil, it doesn't really matter. But I think Rory is learning how to deal with these issues better and better. But the odd thing was is that he started having his caddy, JP, start reading the greens. I don't know if that's going to be a constant or not. I never saw JP really reading greens before. It's always been Rory. So I hope Rory's not getting it in his head that he can't handle green reading.
Yeah, you know, that's a valid point. And the reason that I feel the way you do, Alex, is unless you read the green yourself, I fear what would transpire is JP makes a read. He tells it to Rory. Then Rory gets over the putt, and he doesn't see what JP saw. And then there's a moment of indecision, and they don't know what to do. I agree wholeheartedly that the player really has to read the green himself. Now, he could ask for a little advice, you know, and just get somebody's opinion. But if you let the caddy read the greens, I think you're going down the wrong road.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Walker didn't let anybody read the greens but himself this week at the Sony Open, Bob. And with two perfect weeks of weather in a row here in Hawaii, Jimmy Walker blitzed the field in the end, 62, 63, 15 under in the final 2 days at Sony. And there was no issue with green reading here.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Came into the event, obviously very upset about the lead that he squandered away on Maui, led by, what, I think four shots with five holes to go. Ultimately lost in a playoff with Patrick Reed. Was defending champion here at Sony and goes on to defend his title. I would assume Jimmy Walker might be looking at some property to buy a house in Hawaii somewhere. And I tell you what, let's give a listen to Jimmy Walker as he tells us he stayed patient and he enjoyed every moment.
So, I mean, I just kept plugging away. I kept hitting good shots, kept making putts, and it felt great. Felt great yesterday, felt great again today. So it's really, really cool. Stayed real patient. I made a couple of good par putts that really were nice. You know, ran one by there on 7. And then finally got a good shot in there on 8, great chip on 9, another good pitch on 10, and then, you know, kind of off and running and made it. Then I started making a couple putts, and then it just kind of started distancing itself a little bit there. And it sure was nice to finish it off. The putt on 17 was fun, and then finish the 18 was really, really cool. So I was trying to enjoy every moment today, just trying to really slow down and take it all in.
Well, that audio was from PGA Tour Radio. We want to thank them for that. You know, Bob, you're absolutely right about the desire to find a place in Hawaii. Jim McCabe wrote a story on GolfWeek.com coming out of this week just saying how proficient Jimmy Walker has been, not only in Hawaii, but in the West Coast as well. It's mind-boggling how much money he's made. 49% of his $15 million in career money has come from the 39 tournaments in Hawaii and California. There's no question he likes the West Coast. I think he's got to love it. There's some other interesting numbers for him as well. His 9-shot victory was the largest here at Sony. And what's more interesting is the 9-shot winning margin here this week was the largest on the PGA Tour since 2009 when Brian Gay won by 10 at the RBC Heritage. So that's a pretty big number. And then you just look at everything else that he's done. He's going to probably project to be 13th in the world now, his highest ranking ever. Jimmy Walker is here to stay.
Let's talk a little bit about Jimmy Walker. Is it too premature to elevate him up to...
Look at when he started winning at thefries.com in the beginning of the 13-14 wraparound season. He's played in 32 events, I think it is. He's won four times. He's had a, you know, probably 12 or 13 top tens, and he's gone from 63rd in the world to now 13th. I mean, Jimmy Walker is definitely a guy that's got to be looking at it. His age, just turning 36 just a couple days ago, he's got to be focused and looking at major championships now.
You know, it's amazing, Alex. We see the rise of Jimmy Walker, and what I start doing is saying, wow, only four majors this year. We got so many guys that really, you know, if any one of them won a major, you know, Walker, McIlroy, obviously, Martin Keimer, Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth. I mean, we can go on and on and on. The list seems to be getting bigger and bigger. And, of course, the number of majors doesn't increase.
Well, Bob, there's really not four majors this year. It's only three, because Tiger's going to win the first one, so that's only three that are going to be actually contested.
No, you're right. I'm glad you reminded me. I forgot. I was being kind of kind to the rest of the field, and I didn't want Rory McIlroy to get word that he's not going to have the Grand Slam at this year's Masters. I have him earmarked to win a year from now.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good. Well, the question is, you talked about some of those guys, but you look this week, you see Justin Thomas showing up playing well. Max Homa, who got his card off the web.com last year, finishing sixth, playing well. Scott Piercy coming back from an injury that basically sidelined him for over 4 months. Finishes solo second. Harris English and Gary Woodland tied for third. A lot of good play by a lot of good players. Any one of those guys, you could say, could contest for a major as well.
Yeah, in particular, Harris English and Gary Woodland. They just seem to be getting better and better and better. And Woodland hits it so far that if he catches a hot week with that putter, he can do some serious damage.
Absolutely. Jimmy Walker now goes up to the top of the FedEx Cup list for 2015. I expect him to be there for a while. He's playing well enough. Next time you're going to see Jimmy Walker in action, though, it's not going to be for 2 weeks. He's not going to show up until San Diego. And guess what, Bobby? Because his caddy's wife is going to have a baby, Jimmy Johnson, Steve Stricker's caddy, is going to be on the bag for Jimmy Walker in San Diego.
Wow. Jimmy Johnson knows how to pick those bags. Well, on a serious note, a bizarre incident happened at the Sony Open this week. And I know you were all over it, Alex. Wrote a great story that I enjoyed in Golf Week. Apparently, Robin Allenby got kidnapped, robbed, and beaten up on Friday night. When we come back, I'm going to ask you right up to the moment what the status of that story is, Alex.
You're listening to The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
The outside light and weather change. Your sunglasses should too. Transitions Adaptive Sunglass Lenses change their level of darkness depending on the light outside to enhance your vision during golf and other outdoor activities. Partnered with Callaway, Oakley, and Nike, Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses increase contrast, improve distance and depth perception, and reduce distracting glare so you can see the game you love even better. Visit transitions.com/sunwear to learn more and buy a pair today.
The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses.
I was out to dinner at a nice restaurant which had a wine bar attached to it downtown, and I was just with my caddy and a buddy of mine from Australia, and I think we got there around about 8:15, and just after 10-ish, signed the bill for dinner. We were kind of on our way out, bunch of people talking to us, My caddy left. He went home back to his hotel, and my buddy and myself were still there. And so my buddy was kind of distracted, I guess. He got talking to someone at the bar, and I thought, well, I'll just go to the bathroom. And the place was getting soon to close, because it was getting towards, you know, pretty close to 11 o'clock. And anyway, I went to the bathroom. I came out. A group of guys said, oh, your buddy's downstairs because they're closing up. I just thought, oh, okay, no worries. Downstairs, got into, and you come out the lift, and you go out into the car park, and that's where someone hit me. And 2 hours, 2.5 hours later, I woke up on the street, in the gutter, been thrown out of the trunk of a car. I've been robbed. And the only reason why I know that part is because a homeless lady told me, and she said she saw it. So police are investigating it, obviously, trying to find out, you know, who, how, why.
That was the voice of Robert Allenby, and that was courtesy of Golf Channel and Steve Sands, who broke the story. Our man on the scene has been my co-host, Alex Maselli. You've been all over this, Alex. Bring us up to date on where it stands at the moment.
Well, you know, Bobby, it's quite interesting, because it's a story where basically very few of us have had a chance or opportunity to talk to Robert Allenby or to talk to the police. We're getting a lot of things secondhand. The interview that Steve Sands in the Golf Channel did was really the first time we've seen Robert Allenby talk in person on air about it. And we have taken that and run with it. Basically, Robert Allenby was attacked, kidnapped. I don't know if kidnapped. I'm going to say abducted. Attacked. Was thrown into a park sometime on Saturday morning after being robbed, and was somewhere roughly 6 to 7 miles away from Wildlife Country Club, right down the street from the Kahala Resort, which is where most of the players will stay this week during Sony. So he was being, once he woke up in the gutter at this park, there were at least two homeless men that were rifling through his pockets and beating on him. Luckily, there was a woman who saw this. She got him away from that. It was a homeless woman. She got him away from the two men. And then eventually someone else came along that happened to be a former military guy who got him in a taxi, paid the taxi driver, and sent him back to his hotel. When once Robert got there, he contacted the police to tell them what had happened. Robert is very unsure of, after being attacked in the parking lot of a wine bar restaurant in Honolulu, what happened after that. He doesn't know how long he was out. He doesn't know exactly what happened, except for the fact that he was robbed. And then what has gone on from there has been a lot more speculation. What is actually happening? Is there an investigation? What would be the potential charges? All those type things. So we don't know a lot of those questions. I do know that the kidnapping thing is very hard to understand if it's kidnapping or not, which is why I said abduction. The FBI was supposedly involved in this case from the beginning, but in conversations that I've had with the FBI on Sunday in Honolulu, they have indicated that they are not involved in the case. They usually don't get involved in kidnapping cases unless they cross state lines, which obviously in this case would mean they'd have to be off the island of one of the islands in Hawaii, which we were not. So right now it is a case with the police. We don't know exactly what the issues are. We don't know exactly what they're looking at. We know that Robert spent a lot of time with the police on Saturday in the police station looking over video from the wine bar, which is where all this took place. And Robert was scheduled to play next week in the Humana Challenge. It's unclear if he's going to do that or not yet. He was still in Honolulu on Sunday. But if he's like everybody else, we all have plane tickets to leave on Sunday night. So Robert Allenby either leaves on Sunday night or probably doesn't play in Humana next week.
Yeah, I mean, the ramifications, the trickle-down effect, and all I can hope for, and I know you're hoping that it's resolved, and I'm glad that Robert Allenby is okay. I mean, this is a real scary situation, and I wonder, you know, because so many high-profile athletes, Alex, have personal bodyguards. Are we rapidly approaching that for PGA Tour players?
You know, I don't think so. I think it's a little different. You know, I think what's odd is some players will go out and enjoy themselves, which is fine. I mean, in this case, Robert Allenby was out with his caddy and a friend of his. It was a situation where he must have gotten targeted for some reason, and, you know, that's what happened. And, you know, you always got to be careful. You have to be careful wherever you go, Bob. It doesn't matter if it's Robert Allenby or you or me. I mean, I think people have understood that now, seeing what has happened in Australia, seeing what's happened in France. You just got to always be careful. And in this particular case, thankfully, in Robert Allenby's case, it wasn't terrorist or anything else. It was basically a robbery, and that's what happens. Sometimes it'll happen. Now, you look at a guy that looks like he's got money. He's got a Rolex on his wrist. There are people that are going to go ahead and go with that. And I think that you always have to be wary of what you do in a place that you're unfamiliar with. And even though this is a very, very nice restaurant, you know, there's a lot of issues in any big city, and Honolulu is a big city.
No, it really is. And like I said before, just so happy that as bad as it is, it could have been a lot worse.
No, it could have been, and it wasn't. So there we go. We'll see what happens. And as you said, Bob, we'll see what happens going forward. But that's the Robert Allenby story as we know it. You're listening to The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses, heard on TuneIn Radio and powered by Golf Week. When we come back, we'll hear from Paul Casey. Again, as he did so well at the Sony Open, where wearing his Nike Max Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses must have been a big help. He says they are a huge advantage.
You're listening to The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses.
Winter storms getting you down? Why not join us in Hawaii at the Aston Waikiki Sunset? This family-friendly condominium resort offers the best of both worlds. Hotel services and amenities, and all the comforts and conveniences of home, just over a block from famous Waikiki Beach. Newly renovated spacious suites include fully equipped kitchens, separate living and bedroom areas, and a private lanai to relax while enjoying magnificent views of Diamond Head, the Pacific, or Honolulu's vibrant city lights. Visit AstonHotels.com or call 1-866-774-2924.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at healthysightforlife.org.
The light changes, the lens changes. It's as simple as that. Nike and Transitions Optical have collaborated to create a new lens technology that is both responsive to light and specifically engineered to sport performance. Nike Max Transitions Golf Tint Sunglasses will help improve contour recognition on the golf course and increase ball pop. You'll literally see your game in a whole new light. Buy a pair today at Nike.com.
The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses.
I've been wearing Nike eyewear for quite a while now, and you know, it's something I didn't really pay too much attention to growing up in the UK, where we don't get that much sunshine apart from the summertime. But landing in Arizona and playing Arizona State, you know, it had to become part of my game. And you know, it's all to do with the lenses. And you know, in fact, the Nike glasses I got on today actually have some Transitions lenses in them, which are superb, because it's always that, you know, we're not playing a sport where the conditions are always the same. And with the Transitions lenses, being able to go in and out of the shadows, you know, the lenses will adapt to the amount of light, you know, being shined down on us. This is a very, very important part of equipment and important for making me play the best golf I can possibly play. I can actually get better vision than guys who are not wearing glasses, which is great.
Okay, thanks to Paul, and all the best for a fantastic 2015 year on the PGA Tour.
All right, the LPGA Tour, Alex, it starts its season. First time close to home in Florida in over a decade. And it is the first Coates Golf Challenge presented by R&L Carriers in Ocala, Florida. And a very familiar name in the field.
Cheyenne Woods, Bob, received a sponsor's exemption in the event. And as you said, it's the first event of the beginning of the season, which means the first title, the first winner, starting the race to the CME Globe, which will also end in Florida in November.
And the Champions Tour finally gets underway. They start their 2015 campaign this week in Hawaii at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai.
That's right, Hualalai, Bob. Mel Jimenez, Davis Love III, Fred Couples, Bernhard Langer. You add those into Paul Goitos, who was here at Sony this week, Kenny Perry, who's going to be there as well. It's going to be a pretty good field.
Yeah, it really is. And, of course, a lot of eyeballs are going to be focused on none other than the man, you know, Bernhard Langer. He had a brilliant season last year. He's going to be 58 years old this year. There's no reason to think that he can't keep it up.
No reason at all, Bob, to think that he can't keep it up. And I actually feel the same way about who's going to be defending this coming week at the Hamana Challenge, Patrick Reed, who has played so well, and he's going to have an opportunity to defend after having a week off in Hawaii. So you see Patrick Reed, Kenny, then you got Jimmy Walker. I could certainly see a Patrick Reed win at Hamana next week. You know, it's going to be the Hamana Challenge in partnership with the Clinton Foundation in La Quinta, California. But forget Patrick Reed. We're going to finally get to see this all of a sudden felt, long-hitting Phil Mickelson. That ought to be quite interesting.
Yeah, he's coming off his worst year on the PGA Tour, failed to win an event, and even failed to advance to the Tour Championship. But, as Alex referenced, he's been on a fitness program in the off-season and says he's ready to go. He'll play the Humana Challenge, the Waste Management Phoenix Open, and then the Farmers Insurance Open. After those three events, we should have pretty good eyeballs on the status of Phil Mickelson's game.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, Bob, is because of his children's spring breaks, he's going to skip the rest of the West Coast swing. I doubt it. I doubt that we'll see him at Honda. So that would mean the next time we would see him won't be till Doral. So it'll be interesting to see what Phil does in those first three events here on the West Coast. As I said earlier, Robert Allenby may or may not play. Keegan Bradley, Paul Casey, Jason Duffner making his 2015 calendar year debut, Luke Donald, Billy Horschel, Eric Compton, and Francesco Molinari, as well as young Patrick Rogers, who, by the way, is Justin Thomas's roommate down there in Florida. So it'll be interesting to see what all these guys can do next week in California.
Yeah, it's going to be another shootout. You got to make a lot of birdies.
All right, up next is going to be news and notes. You're listening to The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses, heard on TuneIn Radio, and powered by Golf Week.
The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Want to improve your golf game? Improve your vision. Callaway and Transitions Optical have created Callaway Neox Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses, designed to enhance visual performance while playing golf. They automatically adjust color and darkness, sharpen depth perception, and offer superior clarity. You'll have more accurate distance vision and be better able to see the terrain and contours all day, regardless of weather and light conditions. Buy Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses at CallawayGolf.com or learn where to get a pair in your prescription at transitions.com/sunwear/Neox.
Winter storms getting you down? Why not join us in Hawaii at the Aston Waikiki Sunset? This family-friendly condominium resort offers the best of both worlds. Hotel services and amenities, and all the comforts and conveniences of home, just over a block from famous Waikiki Beach. Newly renovated spacious suites include fully equipped kitchens, separate living and bedroom areas, and a private lanai to relax while enjoying magnificent views of Diamond Head, the Pacific, or Honolulu's vibrant city lights. Visit AstonHotels.com or call 1-866-774-2924.
Welcome back to The Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
News and Notes music in the background. And the first item, hard to believe, Golf Channel turns 20 years old. And I want to share a funny story, Alex. I was at, as a matter of fact, it's funny, where they're playing the Humana, it was then the Bob Hope, and I was there, and there was a little notice that at 10 o'clock in the morning, there was going to be a media session concerning the Golf Channel. And so we went in there, and they were talking about having a 24-hour TV channel that was going to do nothing but golf. And we said, holy mackerel, what kind of crazy idea is that? And then at the end, they said, now, the next step for us is we have to raise $100 million. So I walked out of there and I said, well, that's something we'll never see on TV. And have to hand my hat to them. 20 years later, Golf Channel celebrates an anniversary. Okay, moving on in news and notes, Alex. Matt Avery, DQ'd from the Sony Open. What happened there?
Well, it's kind of interesting. In the first round, Bob, he used a four iron that and somehow bent the shaft, I think probably around a tree, which can happen at Wildlife very easily. Put the club back in his bag because he didn't just want to leave it out on the golf course. And he forgot to take the club out of his bag for Friday's round. Now, under the rules of golf, if he has it in an illegal club in his bag, a non-conforming club for one hole of the round, it is a two-shot penalty. The second hole, it's another two-shot penalty. He can never have more than a maximum of four shots. So right there, he would have lost four shots. But he then turned around, and he had started on the 10th hole. So when he was on the 18th hole, which is the par 5, he used his four iron for a second shot. And after he hit it, he goes, oh, this is the bent club. Called in a rules official, wanted to confirm that actually it was bent under their rules. They said yes. And then if you use a bent club, it's automatic disqualification, which is exactly what happened to Matt Avery. And he tossed the four iron in the garbage right by the locker room door and was off and running.
Yeah, it's amazing you pay all that money to get to the Sony, it's a one-and-done deal for players that weren't in the, Tournament of Champions on Maui. So a very expensive proposition to get DQ'd from.
But luckily for Matt Avery, he actually was in, at Hyundai because of his win at Bay Hill. So, yes, you're right, it's expensive. But, you know, I mean, it happens. Stuff happens out here all the time. But this also, I think, the other end of that equation, Bob, is he knew he made a mistake. He called in an official. He called the rule on himself, and he was disqualified, but he knew what the rule was, and he called it. I mean, no one else would have known. There's no way that his fellow competitors are looking at his shaft and his club and seeing if it's bent or not.
Hats off to Matt Avery for doing something like that. Just another shining example of why the guys on the PGA Tour are exhibit some of the best sportsmanship of any professional athletes.
I absolutely agree, Bob. And that's it from Hawaii. Mahalo for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses on TuneIn Radio. Powered by Golf Week, where you're always allowed inside the rope.
A big thank you to all our partners. Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses, equipment for a visual advantage. To the Aston Waikiki Sunset Resort for our fine accommodations. And to GolfWeek.com. So for Janice Self, Alex Maselli, and myself, Bob Bubka, thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf and on Facebook at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses.